We're going to learn a piece from Rav Schwab on Parshas Baal Leischa. Now we're not going to start from the beginning because he has, it's a little bit of an arichas here. I just want to really take out something from the center of the piece. The pasuk is in Parak Yud Pasuk Lamed Hey Vayhi Ben Soya Arein Vayim Emesha Kum Hashem V'Yafutzai Vecha. And the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yudal and Mabe says that this parsha of Ibn Saya is separating Peronius and Peronius. And one of the Peroniuses that it's separating from is the fact that it says, Vayisu Meher Hashem. In Parag Yud Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it says that they traveled away from the mountain of Hashem. V'yam Reb Chama Reb Chanina Shesaru Me'achri Hashem. That means that they left from behind Hashem. Tisus there brings a medrash that they traveled away from Har Sinai, Ketina Kayetze Mibes HaSefer, Shebereach Levahailachle. When a kid leaves school, when somebody on the last day of yeshiva, when it's over, so a child, Ketina Kayetze Mibes HaSefer, he runs out. Kach Hayu Barchem Mehar Sinai Derech Shlesh Yamin. They learned a lot of Torah at Har Sinai. They were, they had enough. They were on overload a little bit. And then when the bell rang and they were able to move away from Har Sinai, they just, hightailed it and they did not look back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset about this. Like Nismach Pranis Lepranis says, that's why I don't want to put this Pranis together with the previous Pranis. Anyway, but this is considered to be a Peronius. And what I wanted to see together with you tonight is what exactly is the Peronius of a Tina Kaberch Mbeis HaSefer. So Rav Schwab says, V'hine ha-mashal shal Tina Kaberch Mbeis HaSefer lamdu Chazal mimash yesh ledaktek al-mash ha-amra ha-kos of Yisum HaRashem. Where did Chazal see this? If Chazal are saying this famous idea that Klal Yisrael ran away from Har Sinai like a Tina Kaberch Mbeis HaSefer, so they had to have gotten this from something in the pasuk, and the place that they found this is the fact that it says that they ran away from the mountain of Hashem. That's how the pasuk calls Har Sinai. Shine sibas kriyas Har Sinai b'shem Har Hashem. Why was it called Har Hashem? Ha'isamachmas hashras hashchina Allah, because the shchina was shaira. The shchina was on top of the mountain. The achra kamas hamishkan. At that point already, after the Mishkan went up, the mountain of Har Sinai was no longer the Har Hashem because Hashem's Shechina moved away from there and relocated to the Mishkan. And that's why there was a heter of aliyah. There was the heter for animals to go up and people could go back up on the mountain after the bell rang, as it were, after the shofar was sounded. V'dina kahar bein haharim. And now it has a din of a regular mountain. V'im kein lamanikar kan b'shem Har Hashem. So then the question begs, why does it still call it Har Hashem? No longer Har Hashem. Har Hashem was when the Shechina was on the mountain. Once the Shechina leaves the mountain, it's not Har Hashem anymore. Utzrichem loymar sharatzu bnei Yisrael shishar ha'har b'kdushasai Har Hashem v'lo teilech ha'Shechina imam. The reason why it was still called Har Hashem after Klal Yisrael were already leaving is because it was as if to say, I want the mountain to still be Har Hashem. And we're leaving. We don't want the Shechina to come with us. Let the Shechina stay on the Har Hashem. Let the Mount Sinai be the continuous mountain of Hashem. But we're leaving. We're not here. We don't want the Hashem to come with us. Dugma satina kabrech mbeis hasefer veina roitzer shamalamda yelech achrav lamdai. It's like the mashal would be, let's say, on the last day of school, the kids say, okay, great, this is great, we're going away, vacation's beginning, we're going away, and the Rebbe says, hey, could I come with you on, you're going, to Disneyland? You mind if I, no, you stay here, Rebbe, love you, you're staying here, and we're going to Disneyland. That's what That's the same idea over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm coming. No. You stay here. It's Har Hashem. This is a mountain that's really suitable for you, but we just want to run. We want to book. We want to leave. And you stay here, Rebbe. This is a perfect place for you. Omnam akati muksha harlamatsinu shenanshi yisrael yitziyasim katina karech meisla sefer vayeh haprana. So that's basically Rav Schwab's take on where Chazal gets this from the Lashon of Har Hashem. He says so beautifully that that's how Chazal understood that they were Tina Kaberech Mesa Sefer. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? Because they still called it Har Hashem after they were leaving it already. They were still saying, that's the Har Hashem, we're getting out. You stay here, Rebbe, and we want to run away. But where was the Einish? Chazal call it Puranis, like it was a disaster that happened, the fact that they left Har Sinai, Ketina Kaberech Mesa Sefer. But where do we find an Einish? And this is a very important Yisai there, Rav Schwab is going to tell us. V'nira, Sha'atayra Melamdenu Lahayel, the Torah is teaching us, Sheshayach Inyan Puranis B'loy Einish. You're right, there was no Einish, there was no punishment. They didn't get zapped for running away Ketinek. So where is the Einish? The Chet, the sin itself, is the Einish. Dugma L'Davar, he's going to give us an example. HaKriya Shema, you say Kriya Shema, but Amra Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha, Einai Margish B'li B'Shema V'LaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, we're supposed to feel the love. If we say it twice a day, three times a day, and we're not feeling that love, we don't feel that Ahava to Hashem. So, V'yim kein b'ma nechshav amirasai. So, what is the point of saying it? What good is it? We're saying you should love Hashem, your God, with all your heart, but you're not feeling it. So, what is it? U'v'espainin al matzavai. Hariachet atzmai she hashmein libai milishtaikigal kirves lakim hua peronis. Va'oila loisa busha shetachas asher yivar liba bekirbe avas Hashem yesh lelev evan. The greatest punishment that we could have is the fact that we don't feel close to Hashem. There's no greater. Hashem doesn't have to punish me because that's punishment in and of itself. Sometimes the greatest punishment is the, you know, let's say, you know, we get into a fight. The two of us get into a fight. So, and, you know, and now we don't, we're not close anymore. So, you're waiting for me to punish you? What's your punishment? There's no greater punishment than the fact that we're not close. That itself is a punishment. It doesn't have to be there's an actual, you know, patch, or there's an actual, you know, fight. The fact that we're moving apart is itself the greatest punishment. When you say V'avtas Hashem Lekecha, where's the Einish for if not feel, the Einish is that you're not feeling the Ava. That because we sinned and because we got into our own thing, so now we're not able to feel that closeness, that feeling, that emptiness, that we're not able to be as close to Hashem as we should be, that's the punishment. That's the peronis. V'chein ba'amre b'kabal Shabbos b'ay b'shalim gam b'simcha v'tzala v'lo yizkal argashas ha'simcha b'kdishas ha'Shabbos al af shaharbe hirbe ba'achana d'rab lo k'vayt ha'yayim harei za'aynish min ha'shamayim. It's also something I think that we could relate to. Sometimes you look forward to Shabbos. And, you know, when you're a bachur, I don't know if you spend a lot of money on Shabbos. When you're married, you spend a lot of money on Shabbos. Your wife goes shopping and you get flowers and you know, the cleaners and then this and then that. And there's a lot of wine and, you know, and you should be really happy. It's Shabbos. It should be a time of einig and simcha. And then let's say you're just not feeling it. Let's say Shabbos came and, you know, it's, your mind is still on something that's bothering you from the week or a business deal or you know, your tests, your finals, and you're just not feeling Shabbistic. And you're saying L'chadaydi b'ay b'shalom gam b'simcha b'tzala that you should be happy on Shabbos, but you're not happy on Shabbos. So and you prepared for Shabbos, you really wanted to be happy on Shabbos, that itself is an Einish Min Hashamayim. That's a punishment. There's probably no greater punishment than that, than the fact that you don't have to be punished for not feeling Shabbos. The punishment for not feeling Shabbos, you're not feeling Shabbos. Upranis kazu hais nisiyasa mehar Sinai. This was the pranis of them running away from Har Sinai. Shabarchu ketina kabrech mesa sefer. They ran away like school children. V'nedar mehem hatsa'ar al hiparda mehamakim. Shekiblu kedushas Yisrael u'mehamakim shalomdu har beitaira. They learned a lot of Torah at Har Sinai. This is the place that they're makabal themselves, kedushas Yisrael. And they were able to run away without feeling that. V'hu hu ha'puranis v'einish. That is the einish. That's the einish. You know, this is like we're almost at the end of this month. This is the last Vad, the last Rav Schwab Vad of the year. And the Zman is winding down. And I have this Ha'ara every single year. Every single year, guys leave at the end of the Zman. It's been a whole year of learning. I'm not talking about myself. This is not a personal thing. I'm just saying, in general, I speak to other Rabbeim, like Rabbi Shmulevitz, and I have been like we've been commiserating with each other about this for 20 years now. A lot of times, like, people, they just leave. You know, you go through a whole year, and whether it's with your Rebbe, whether it's with me, whether it's with the Menal, whether it's with Rosh Yeshiva, whether it's the Abayas, whoever, the RA, Chavrus, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But guys pack up their bags and they leave. They don't say goodbye. They don't say thank you. They don't say what they're doing in the summer. They don't say if they're planning on coming back next year. Some of them will. In other words, the yeshiva is basically, for those people, and present company excluded, the yeshiva is basically it's like a movie. It's like a movie. You know, you don't go over to, there's no one to go over to after the movie is over. The door's open and you go out. You know, you go out the back door, to the parking lot. And that's it. There's no goodbye. I got what I needed, saw the movie, paid the bills. So I don't have to thank anybody. Everything is over. It's good. But yeshiva is not a movie. Yeshiva is, there's a lot of work that goes into building yeshiva and putting in, you know, hours and dozens and hundreds of man hours, whether it's your rabbein preparing shirim every day into the wee hours of the night and making sure that it's all clear after shir, during seder, you know, my vad and my shmuz and Shabbos I'm here, Yantiv I'm here, and you know, and the list goes on and on with everybody. It could be, I'm not talking the English professors, the deans, the assistant, the bell is over, this is when you took my finals, pack up. I see guys like, you know, in their they're leaving their dorms with their suitcases and they're Ubering and they're going home. Like, you don't bother to say goodbye. It wasn't important enough to say goodbye after a year. Okay, maybe, you know, you had to leave late. So, and what's the answer? What's the answer? How do I understand it? How do I justify it? What?
They don't feel connected.
Okay, they don't feel connected. But in terms of like, in terms of a punishment, in terms of like, I'm angry about it. What do I do? How do I understand it? My understanding is that I couldn't punish them more than the midas that they're showing. If after a whole year of gaining and connection, and if they're not getting that, then that's their punishment. If they don't chop after a whole year or 2 years or whatever that you know, that they owe a thank you to their Rebbe, so then that's the pranis. That's Ketina Kabrem, the greatest punishment they have is that it's not just me, it's not just Rebbe Shmulev, it's not just, it's this is the way they are. This is, you know, this is their punishment. Their punishment is that Nebuch, they don't have that ability to understand the importance of appreciation, Vakaras HaTayev, saying goodbye. I'm not looking to punish them, Chas V'Shalom, that's not what I mean. But that's what Rav Schwab, I think, is saying. That when Klal Yisrael ran away, Ketina Kabrei Shmulev, so where's the punishment? Chazal's calling the pranis. You know what the punishment is? That you guys, you ran away, the Makam of Tyre, the Makam of Har Sinai, you just were able to run away, that's your punishment. You didn't learn a thing from Mount Tyre, you weren't affected, you weren't inspired, you weren't influenced, there's your punishment. That's the pranis. And it's sad. It's a sad thing that, you know, that people then sometimes they, you know, guys get married. Rav Shmulevitz and I have this this thing that, you know, there's a famous story with the Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer once did a favor for somebody, and the story goes, I don't know if it's true or not, but the Chasam Sefer gave him like a little bag of pebbles. He did him a favor, and then he gave him a little bag of pebbles. So he says, what's this for? He says, I did you a favor, and I know already from experience with other people that the more favor I do for somebody, the more it's going to end bad. No good deed goes unpunished. There's going to be some aftermath of that favor. So I'm just asking you, you're going to want to throw rocks at me someday for doing you the favor, but do me a favor, throw these pebbles. Instead of throwing a big rock, throw these pebbles. What's the point? The point is that when you have, for some reason, when the more you give to certain people, the less they give back. There's a psychology to that. I think no one wants to feel indebted. So, you know, if you spend, you know, tens and tens and tens of hours with somebody and they feel like they're a bal chayv to you, so then it's hard for them. So instead of like appreciating it, they'll just rather like go up against you, and like that way they could push back against this great weight on their shoulders of appreciation. It's easier to have tainus. But it's a fascinating thing that a lot of times, you know, the more you do for people, the less you get back. There's guys in yeshiva that I didn't do much for. In general, going through the years, and like we didn't have much of a connection, but when they got married, they invited me and they gave me a kibbutz and whatever. They appreciated on their level, they appreciated what, you know, the relationship. But very, very often, and Rabbi Shmulev, if he was here, he would be going like this, you know, like he'd be giving me this like major, you know, because it's so true. The guys that I gave the most to and the guys that he gave the most to, they're the guys they go out of yeshiva like a couple of months or a couple of years. And they don't invite you to the chasna, forget about a kibbutz, they don't know you anymore. And like we go, were you invited to that guy's chasna? Were you? What's the punishment? How do you get back? There's no punishment. Punishment isn't Nebuch, this person doesn't, he might have been through the yeshiva, he might have gone through 100 shiurim and, you know, and 100 shmuzin, but like he didn't get anything from it because his midas were completely unchanged. He didn't become a better person from it. He didn't improve. He didn't steig. He learned nothing. I could have given 100 shmuzin about Hakar Sataiv, but it went in one ear and out the other ear. And that's the greatest punishment. The punishment. And then let's just end on a positive note. Then there are guys in yeshiva that I just got a text the other day. A guy yesterday, I think somebody left yeshiva. I'll read it to you. I'm gonna listen to the shiur. I hope he doesn't kill me. But I'll just read to you what he wrote because it was very sweet. One second. Maybe it's WhatsApp. It was very nice. He didn't have to. says, "Hi, Rabbi. I just got back to where he came from to start an internship in the summer. I just wanted to reach out to thank you for everything this past year. I know that a large part of my growth came from all the shmuzin, vadin, and the adracha you gave, and I have to say thanks very much for that." That's a mensch. That means that he didn't just go here. He learned, and he appreciated, and he realized, and he's able to grasp that it's not a movie. This is a relationship. And it's and as much as the Rabbi am given, and I'm not doing this for the credit, I'm not doing it for the coven, I'm not doing it to get a standing ovation at the end of the year, but it's just upsetting sometimes when there is this concept of Tina. And if I'm feeling this way, imagine how the Eibishter felt. He gave the Torah at Har Sinai, and everyone started just running away. You, Rabbi, you stay here, Har Hashem, we're running, we're you know, what do you mean? You want to run away from me now? And so I'm just saying, at the end of the Zman Vad, and this is obviously not to the people in this room, because, you know, if you're here at the last Vad of the year, you're the real McCoy. But, so I guess I'm venting unfairly to you, which I often do, because I can't vent to the empty chairs, so I'm going to vent to the people that are here, obviously. But it's Chas V'Shalom, has nothing to do with you. You are amazing. You're mamish, the Amudi HaTavach of Yeshiva, but this is the separation between you know, the real Talmidim and the Talmidim that are here, you know, in name only. I'm not even talking about the guys that are Bechlal not in Yeshiva. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about the guys that are supposedly in Yeshiva, but that, you know, it's so important. And I'm not being Tavei Kavod Atzmi. I'm not talking, this isn't about myself. Maybe, you know, it's good to learn as far as your own Rebbeim. So you'll know at the end of this month, whatever is your last day here, to go over to your Rebbe and to thank him for all that he's done for you. But if you're not doing that, those people that are not doing that, the Peronius is that they're not doing it. And there's no greater punishment. There's no, if that's your behavior, then that means I feel bad for your wife. Your wife is, you're not going to appreciate her. You're not going to appreciate your kids. You're not going to appreciate your Rav. You're not going to appreciate anything. And that's the Peronius. That's the greatest Peronius. But if you are able to appreciate it and you understand the Mesiras Nefesh that Rebbeim have for Talmidim, understand the amount of sacrifice that it takes, loving sacrifice, and Rebbeim, I think I could speak for everybody, you know, in this yeshiva for sure, that they wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. But there's no cost. You know, to be a rabbi today, it's very challenging. You know, it's much easier to be a doctor, to be a dentist, to be a lawyer, to be an engineer, it's very difficult to be a rabbi. Rebbeim do not get paid nearly what the cost of living is. So if Rebbeim are coming every day, and they're being Meisei Nefesh, and they're giving, and they're loving, and they're caring, and they, you know, so it just behooves Talmidim not to give a present, and not to, you know, send a Hallmark card, just to come over and say, "Thank you, Rebbe, it was a great year. Thank you for what you did. We appreciate it. That's all." And if you don't, then Nebuch, that's the punishment. And if you do, that's the reward. The reward is, okay, you steig this year in yeshiva, because, you know, and it happens a lot. You know, I have Talmidim that sometimes after certain vaden or after shmuz, they come over, they text me, you know, life-changing. I have people that listen online and they like constantly, and it means a lot. You know, I don't need it, but it definitely, you know, everybody needs it. Everybody needs it. You know, you think people that are big speakers, you know, people like Rabbi Frand or Rabbi, these big superstar speakers, they don't need it, they need it. Everybody needs a thank you. Everybody needs to hear good, positive feedback. And if you gain from them, you know, then you should give them feedback. But if you gain from a Rebbe every single day of the year and of the last few years in certain cases, then you better make sure to thank them. Because if you're running away and you're in the dark of night like a bandit and you don't bother to say, "Rebbe, I'm leaving, thank you," then that's the Peronis. That's the greatest Peronis. This is all Rav Schwab is saying, in my opinion. But you, Samer Hashem, you run away from Har Hashem, Where's the pranis? That's the pranis. That's the greatest tragedy that a person can have when he doesn't realize that he has to be makir tov to the Rabban Yishalom, he has to be makir tov to Rabbeim, to Yeshiva, and this is true even if you're just going away in the summer, you're coming back in a couple of months. Balachas kama v'kama to go away, to graduate, and never come back, and you still don't bother to say thank you, it's something really, really off. It's something really wrong. So, in Mirtz Hashem, we'll all be better people. Rav Schwab taught us a lot of great life lessons this year. Beautiful Sefer, Mayim Beis HaShoeva, so much Chachma and Musar and Hadracha. And in Mirtz Hashem, I think whether we realize it or not, every week, week by week, we're able to gain a lot of Ashkafas HaChayim, a lot of Hergish, a lot of Yediyas, and we're better people for it. And in Mirtz Hashem, it should change us, and we should be more mekusher to our Rabbeim and to the yeshiva that we were yainik from to this degree.